All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line Tax and Books, they ask you, what would you do if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? Call D-Line Tax and Books. We'll make sure you get the refund you deserve. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215 or visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the end of the 2016-2017 college basketball season is almost here, but there are several games of big-time importance, and I'm talking about the Final Four, which is set to take place this Saturday at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. And this has been a very unlikely quartet of teams that will make their way to the desert, as both the South Carolina Gamecocks and the Gonzaga Bulldogs will be making their first trips in program history, while the Oregon Ducks are making their first trip since 1939. And then, of course, you have the Blue Bloods of college basketball, and I'm talking about the North Carolina Tar Heels. All four teams took different tracks to get here, but it still should be a very exciting weekend. It's going to get started this Saturday at 6 Eastern between South Carolina and Gonzaga, and you have South Carolina, a very unlikely team to emerge from the East region. And the reason why I say that, you had a top-seeded Villanova Wildcats, who were the defending national champions in this bracket, as well as the Duke Blue Devils. But it was South Carolina who emerged. They came in as a 7 seed out of the SEC. They won their first round game against the Marquette Golden Eagles, and they really benefited from a hometown crowd in Greenville, South Carolina, against the Duke Blue Devils in the second round. They took care of the Baylor Bears in the Sweet 16 in Madison Square Garden, and they had a classic match with their conference foe and the Florida Gators in the East Regional Final. And what can you say about the job that has been done by head basketball coach Frank Martin? Of course, prior to taking over at South Carolina, he was the guy running the show for the Kansas State Wildcats, and he has brought that same intensity and passion to Columbia, South Carolina. And you look at this team, this Gamecocks team here, led by guard Sendarius Thornwell, who is averaging 21.6 points and 7.2 boards. And I guarantee you, Gonzaga is going to have their hands full with him come Saturday. Now, on the flip side for the Zags, this is also their first trip to the Final Four, and it is a culmination for head coach Mark Few. I mean, you look at what he has been able to do at the small school in Spokane, Washington. He has stayed there when bigger programs have tried to lure him away over the years, and he has really built his program and made Gonzaga one of the best programs in college basketball. They've been a top 20 team for nearly the last two decades, and now they can take their place alongside the other great programs that have made at least one Final Four appearance. Now, for this specific Gonzaga team, you look at guard Nigel Williams-Gross, and of course their big man from Poland. I'm talking about the senior Przemek Karnowski, and I think it's going to be important for South Carolina to try to get Karnowski in foul trouble early to take him out of this game, because that is going to give them the opportunity to attack the basket offensively and defensively. They don't have to worry about somebody with his low post presence if he is sitting on the bench. I think this is going to be a good affair. I don't see either team being too worried or being too tight going into this game and basically getting caught up in the moment. I don't see it happening from either team. I think both Mark Few and Frank Martin will have their respective squads ready to play in this one, but I am going to take Gonzaga to advance to the title game by the score of 68-59. Now, in the second game, you have the third seeded Oregon Ducks out of the Midwest region, taking on the North Carolina Tar Heels, the number one seed out of the South region. And you look at Oregon, they made the Elite Eight last year and they fell short against the Oklahoma Sooners in the West Regional. Credit to head coach Dana Altman. He got his team back. And this is a very good Oregon team. You look at what they've done this season. They beat the UCLA Bruins twice. They also beat Arizona once. Of course, they did fall to them in the Pac-12 title game. But this Oregon team is very dangerous. You look at what they've done in the tournament as they beat the Michigan Wolverines in the Sweet 16. And then they dominated the Kansas Jayhawks in their backyard in the Midwest Regional Final. You look at forward Dylan Brooks, who can be one of the most dynamic players at this specific Final Four due to what he is able to do at both ends of the floor. But on the flip side for the Tar Heels, this was a team that had their hearts broken in the championship game last year against Villanova. And credit to Roy Williams, he rallied his team. North Carolina was the best team in the ACC this year. And that's saying a lot because the ACC was the best conference in the nation. And you look at the depth of this North Carolina team. You're talking about Joel Berry, who's going to be playing with a bad ankle out there. You also have Justin Jackson, Kennedy Meeks, and Isaiah Hicks. And of course, led by Roy Williams, I think there is a deep hunger for this North Carolina team. Like I said, they survived the regular season in the ACC. They got a bit of a wake-up call in the second round of the NCAA tournament against the Arkansas Razorbacks. But you look at that South Regional final against the Kentucky Wildcats, and it was definitely a thriller. And I think Carolina is going to be able to once again answer the bell against the Ducks. Therefore, I am going to take North Carolina to advance to the title game by the score of 84-77. So that is what I, or how I expect things to go down this Saturday at the Final Four. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.